I would say, you know, first and foremost, this is a guy who comes from a very athletic family. He's very competitive. He's a likable guy. He's a leader on the field and obviously has a lot of tools. And we were very comfortable with Drake and happy we got him.
Yeah, he's a player that elevates those around him, and that's really all you can ask for at the quarterback position. Obviously, he's got a lot of talent, and he's athletic, he's big, he's strong, he's young, and we feel like there's a lot of upside to his game.
At what point did you guys feel you reached a consensus?
Throughout the process, I mean, we had a good process with all these quarterbacks and all these players in the draft, and we really started to feel comfortable with Drake. You know, obviously the game film was really good, but we started to feel comfortable with him as we spent more time with him and you know, visited with him at North Carolina.
One thing you learned different from the pro day and combine?
Really just getting a chance to know him, see what he's about, see what his, you know, family's about, and getting him on the board and, you know, seeing the, his high football intellect.
What, if any, should we trade off?
We had some conversations with other teams, but ultimately we felt like Drake was the player that we wanted, and we had the opportunity to get him.
When did those trade offers kind of stop, like when you knew that you wanted to
trade off from him? A really long time ago. When did the, I mean, it's two separate. The trade offers, I don't want to say they were constant, but there were different points throughout the process where there were trades. But all along, we knew we were in a unique opportunity here to get a quarterback that we liked, and we were obviously able to do that.
Gerard, would you say that you had to be convinced not to take Drake? I mean, I think you guys still had time on the clock. You didn't let it go all the way down when you made the pick, right?
I mean, look, we had time to think through the process. We went through various scenarios with the coaches and scouts, you know, even going back to the collaborative approach that we did this time. And I would say the organization was happy with Drake at three, so.
Gerard, Elliott mentioned the trip to North Carolina for his pro day. You guys sent a big staff out there. What did you learn from him, or what were your takeaways from that trip?
First and foremost, I would say, you know, just getting a chance to spend time with Mac Brown and asking him questions about Drake really helped me get the full picture. Look, this guy is very competitive. He would literally, you know, miss one question and he'll be on himself about it. But we like that competitive nature, that striving for perfection, and he showed us that.
Gerard and/or Elliott, is Drake Bay a quarterback you feel can start right away, or someone that you think needs some time to develop?
Yeah, I think, you know, to go back to Bill, I don't think many rookies are ready to just jump in and play. And look, at the end of the day, our philosophy is the best players will play. And, you know, coming in as a rookie, hopefully he's a sponge. There are a lot of good players in that locker room. And look, Jacoby, he understands. Like, he's a mentor. He's very smart, has great leadership skills, and hopefully Drake can learn something from him as well. But I would say, like, we're going to compete all spring. We're going to compete during training camp, and the best player will start. Darker blue will look better for sure. The light blue only on Jordans, but.
You said that he elevates his teammates. How did that stand out, particularly in times of adversity?
Yeah, just, I mean, not to take anything away from anyone else in the program, but the game was on his shoulders for them. I mean, they have some talented players, talented running backs and receivers, but he really was able to elevate them and make them into what they could be.
How did you work through some of the bad tape this year? Obviously, his freshman year, redshirt freshman year, was outstanding. He lost a lot of people. He was talking about his footwork. How did you sort of work through that? And was he part of you working before talking to him and sort of getting his feel for what happened?
Yeah, that's a good question. So, you know, meeting with Coach Van Pelt, Coach McAdoo, Coach McCartney, and just kind of talking through some of the things that, you know, some of the development he needed, some of the things that they thought they could tighten up or fix in some cases. And at the end of the day, we felt comfortable with those things and really betting on the talent and the kid. Like, Drake's a relentless worker from all the indications that we have, and he's going to be able to overcome some of the things in the areas that he needs to improve.
And Gerard, now that you have a young quarterback on the roster, what do you guys think you need to do to support him and, you know, make it what's best for him?
Yeah, I think I'll take that one.
Yeah, right. That's why I look at you like this.
Yeah. I just think we need to support him any way we can, on the field, off the field. We need to add some weapons to the offense. We need to shore up the offensive line. We have good players already at those positions, but really just increasing the depth and the competition. Like Gerard mentioned, that competition is going to be at every position.
Elliott, how would you characterize the draft?
They've been very supportive throughout, and you know, it helps that Gerard and I have been on the same page for almost everything so far, which I know won't continue, but hopefully it continues, you know, until we have some adversity here and then through that. But they've been very supportive.
I'll win that fight.
Elliot, when did you guys know Drake was your guy outside of a trade? Like, at what part of the process did that?
I don't know if there was one moment. Do you have a?
No, you know, honestly, the more exposures we had with Drake, the more comfortable we felt. And honestly, not to talk about other players, but you know, those top three guys, we were comfortable with all three of those guys, and it just happened to be Drake. And he's definitely a you know, he has a lot of potential, and we have a lot of coaches, and we have to develop him.
Either or, both. This is a tough market for people who've been accustomed to a high caliber of football for a long time. If there was a period of development, what gave you the sense that he's ready to handle all the scrutiny that comes with the position, playing in New England? Your sense about, you know, his wherewithal and circumstances?
Yeah, he was one of the only quarterbacks in this draft that went up there after every loss and handled the media. Not that the Chapel Hill media is as tough as you guys are, but he handled it with grace, with class. Watching those press conferences, there were a lot of times where the reporters were trying to get him to throw somebody under the bus, and he wouldn't do it. He's a 21-year-old kid, but he's very mature and understands what it means to be a leader.
What was the biggest surprise for both of you guys maybe over the last couple of weeks leading up to
it? Really just all the scrutiny. I think with so many quarterbacks being so high in the draft that there was a lot of, for lack of a better word, BS out there about this guy or that guy, and a lot of rumors and innuendos and things that just didn't end up being true. But we stayed the course. We were on the same page, and it was really a really good process for us.
Gerard, you talked to Drake having an extremely high ceiling. To you, if he hits that ceiling, what does it mean for the future of the franchise?
It means a lot, you know. But look, let me go back a couple of questions ago. We're not sitting here saying that Drake is our starting quarterback. I think he understands that. He understands the things that he has to get better at. And, you know, with coaching and, once again, the hard work and the coaches that we have, the support system from ownership, you know, I think he has a chance to go out there and really play at a high level. You can talk about potential all you want to until you reach it. It really doesn't matter. But we do know the man. We know the man is a hard worker, and he's going to do everything he can to be successful.
Was it that really impressed you about him at that time?
Yeah, just his composure. And I would also say, you know, a lot of teams, they put up all the good plays of players. You know, Elliot and his group, they put a tape together that had a lot of bad plays. And honestly, he took a lot of that blame on himself, even when sometimes it wasn't his fault. But a very accountable man, and can't wait to get to work with him.
Did you guys have any hesitancies in selecting him?
No.
No.
About his floor at the league meetings, how much did that scare you?
I wouldn't say it scared us. You know, everyone was focusing on the ceiling, and obviously Drake has a high ceiling. But the floor is, like, if everything goes wrong, which we don't anticipate to happen, what does that look like? We were very comfortable as we continued to go through the process. We watched years of this guy playing football, and we feel good about the pick.
Elliot, if we don't...
Just suddenly, had Washington taken Drake at number two,
You know, that wasn't really something that kind of came up. We knew a long time ago that Washington was going with Daniels, so we were able to, you know, make our pick, and we're really happy about that.
How long ago?
Weeks.
If you guys don't trade up, and we don't see you again tonight, we don't talk, can we talk about just having one piece now out of this draft? Because obviously, you talked about weaponizing the offense. You guys know you need a lot, right?
Yeah, we have seven more picks, and, you know, we'll probably move around a little bit, hopefully acquire some more picks. But we feel strongly about the board, and we'll kind of see how it goes here. There's a lot of good players that are going to come off the board before our next one. So we'll just kind of see how it goes here. Yeah, I'm trying to see who's going where.
Elliot, I just wanted to Go ahead.
I was just going to say, obviously, with your experience in previous organizations and taking time developing the quarterback, I know this question was asked earlier, but is there, not so much a timetable, but when do you think you guys, and maybe this is more geared towards you, Gerard, when do you have a sense you guys will have a better idea of when he might be ready to play? I mean, people try to put timetables on that, but obviously you guys
are the only ones that Yeah, I think you just answered the question. They try to put timetables on it, but you just never know when that time's going to be. And, you know, if you look over the history of the league, sometimes guys, they can go in there and start game one and have a Pro Bowl season. And then other guys, they sit for 2 or 3 years and they have a great season or a great career, but it can also go the other way, right? You sit for 2 years and have a terrible career. I think it's hard to really put a timeline on when he will be ready. And once again, look, I don't want you guys to forget about the quarterbacks that we have on our roster, and it's about competing, and it's about going out there every day striving to get better.
For Elliott and Gerard, just, this is a different feel, obviously, to the draft room this year, so to be able to make the call and make the pick and turn it in, what was the feeling like when you were able to do that?
Yeah, just for me, it was a lot of excitement. Been waiting a long time for the moment to, you know, be able to sit here with someone like Gerard and just kind of collaborate and try to do what's right for the organization. But there's a lot of excitement in the draft room from the scouts and the coaches and just kind of, you know, the new direction that we're taking the team.
Gerard, there are a lot of fans upstairs that you addressed a little bit earlier. Now that you've made this pick, what's your message to Patriots Nation right now?
Look, we still have holes that we need to fill. We still have a lot of draft capital. What I will say is, like, the most important thing is the guys coming out here working each and every day. So I know a lot of people are writing us off, but we'll see when it comes to the fall.
Elliott, before you made that pick, I'm curious, your father, any word of advice, or was there any moment you shared with him?
Not before the pick. I mean, I talked to him a couple times today, and it was really just trust your instinct and try to do what's right for the Patriots.
Yeah,
it was pretty obvious at that point. Yeah.
What was Robert's reaction? Like, when was he kind of let in on all the, like, knowing that Drake was going to come in, and kind of what was his reaction to the pick?
I would say this morning. You know, we've talked a bunch of times about the different different things that could happen, and this morning, and you know, he's excited. He got the opportunity to talk to Drake on the phone when we picked him, and they had a nice conversation, and yeah, I think he's excited as well.
What areas of Drake's game do you want to see him attack early? There's a lot of on Drake downloading.
You know, a guy like Drake, look, he has all the natural ability that you want. He can make all the throws. Really, it's about getting into the playbook, right? It's going to be a different scheme. One thing about our playbook offensively, like, we're going to be a game plan offense, and we're going to tailor our offensive game plan to whoever the quarterback is. And we'll see how that pans out, but excited to get him out there with the guys and the coaches.
Bro, is there one thing on tape that wowed you about Drake?
Yeah, you know, one thing about Drake, and we kind of talked about it this past year, you know, they also had some holes on offense. And the thing that most impressed me about him, he would get smacked and just get right back up, right? And that's the same trait. You know, you had a guy like Tom Brady, not saying that he's Tom, but just that mentality. Same thing with Joe Burrow. Like, those guys just keep getting back up and continue to play at a high level. And that was like that aha moment for me.
Are you preparing the defense like absolutely chirp at him though, all of like training camp and all that?
We chirp all the time. We chirp all the time. But, you know, it does get competitive. And right now we have the spring to, you know, kind of get some things done. We'll have a couple extra weeks with the rookies. We'll see how the rest of the draft class plays out. But this is a big one for us. And, you know, I'm very happy. I'm very excited to be in this position.
Ellie, you talked a little bit about the new regime that you guys have. You guys discussed yourself in.
I mean, we're all working together. It's not just you know, Gerard and I, obviously Matt Groh, Alonzo Highsmith in my department, and a bunch of other people that are working their tails off. Richard Miller, Brian Smith, Steve Cargill. So yeah, we're all working together, and we're all excited about, you know, the opportunity that's been presented to us.
Final question. Do you anticipate sleeping tonight?
Absolutely.
Did you sleep last night?
Yes. Pretty well, actually.
Appreciate it, guys.
Thank you.